Back here on today's Lele Radio Sports page, we're joined now by Pella Christian senior Kinsey Canis, who is a member of the Oskaloosa girls swimming team. Kinsey, let's start off by just how you got involved in the sport of swimming and making that something you could do at the high school level.
Yeah, so I started swimming when I was probably about 4 or 5, just at the back when the Southeast Aquatics team was still the Pella Dolphins. So really all I had to do was just see if I could swim across a pool and back. And once I did that, they kind of were like, all right, you're on the team. So then ever since then, I guess I've just stuck with swimming. And then I didn't know if it'd be a possibility in high school because I didn't know if I'd have to go all the way to Newton. But then they said that they could partner with the Oski team, which is a little bit less of a drive for me. So yeah, I just got to keep going with it. And that was really exciting.
And that is really cool. And when you talk about just that experience of getting, you know, the chance to swim in high school too, and it's something that was a new experience. I understand when you first got there, you didn't necessarily know how all the meets worked and things like that. But when you had that opportunity, what was that like getting to experience those meets and just kind of getting that first taste of high school swimming?
Yeah, so high school swimming was definitely like a totally different playing field compared to club swimming, because before, like, my practices are with, like, 11-year-olds and like 10-year-olds and like not really kids my age, because there's not a lot of swimmers in Pella. But then going to Oski and being with other girls my age who like have grown up swimming, so like getting that bond, and then like having relay teams where you're all swimming like the same speeds and you have similar splits, it's just really fun. It's like a whole new community, and to get that team that I didn't really experience before with the sport was really fun.
And it sounds like fun. And one thing that is unique is, as we kind of mentioned, it's that co-op agreement with Oski. So it's, you know, one team may hear from Pella Christian, but getting to go over there, what's that been like to just kind of, you know, broaden your horizons beyond the scope of students that you're around every day and, you know, make new friends and just get the opportunity to swim with them?
Yeah, so my freshman year, my coach will even make fun of me because I just did not talk to anyone my freshman year. I was horrified. I was a little more shy, like as most freshmen are. But then sophomore year, when we got another PC student, Nora, to swim on the team, I started to talk to her, and then I kind of started to talk to everyone. And so now it's just like the friendships I've built are crazy. And like, it is weird that I don't see them during the school day, like a lot of other sports teams. So I really only connect with them at practice, or we'll like go get ice cream after practice. But then after the fall, it's really up to me to stay in touch with them. But because of the bonds that I've formed, it's not that hard to do because they're just such fun people.
And I've known you for a couple of years now, and you've never seemed that shy. So that does shock you a little bit there. But, you know, when we talk about your senior season here at Oskaloosa, so how's the season kind of gone for you guys throughout the meets that you've had and as you get ready to really get into the home stretch here going into postseason?
Yeah, so last year was Oski's first year that they ever sent girls to state for swimming. So we're definitely trying to keep that streak up to go to state again. So we're hoping to send all of our relays, according to our coach, which is a little bit gutsy, even she has said. But we're definitely starting to drop time, and we're going to start taper soon, which means we're really focusing on sprints and technique and not as much like building up distance. So that'll be exciting. And we had a meet yesterday and it's going well. We're all casually chipping away at our times, and yeah, I'm excited for when state comes around.
And I'm sure that'll be an exciting time. Again, we're talking to Kinsey Canis, a senior at Pella Christian, who's a member of the Oskaloosa girls swimming team. We talk about the team kind of goals going into state. Based on what you've been able to do this year, I know you're involved in a lot of those relays. How have things gone for you personally so far this season and kind of set you up for that state run?
Yeah, so I'm in the medley relay, which is really exciting. I did start out at the beginning of the season with a hip injury, so I had to get over that. Lots of PT, lots of stretching, which was not that fun. But I'm starting to get over the hump of that, and I'm right where my splits should be. So now I'm hoping to start to cut away at where I was last year and kind of start this year fresh and over my injury. But it's been really exciting. We've watched everyone lose time. And with the medley, everyone's swimming a different stroke. So it's a lot of different techniques and a lot of different, like, abilities that each person on that relay team has. So it's been really fun to watch everyone grow.
And we talk about growth. One thing that you're trying to do is continue to help that sport grow. And after your freshman year, you're able to help the sport grow a little bit, getting Nora Lamb out to join you out there at Oskaloosa. And swimming is a sport that's a little bit different because, as we've mentioned, it's a co-op sport, so it's not technically here at Pella Christian. It falls in the fall where there's a lot of different things going on as well. What's that been like to continue to try to grow the sport here at Pella Christian and, you know, even within Oskaloosa as well?
Yeah, so I definitely have encouraged people to join the team. But of course, yeah, like you said, fall, you have cross country, you have theater, you have football, so you have, and tennis now. So there's a lot going on. But I think a big issue is that people just don't know about it because we're at a different school. And you'll notice that with a lot of swim teams is it's multiple schools combined. So I think just like getting the word out, and I've tried to recruit more PC people, but PC people like to do other sports too that they're used to. And so even on the OSCE team, there's been a lot of growth there, lots of good freshmen. And we're with EBF too, and they're recruiting more people and the homeschool program in OSCE. So the OSCE team itself has grown, I think it's almost double in size since my freshman year. So that's not all kudos to me, though. That's my coach and the other seniors who work hard at OSCE because I haven't held up as well on the PC side, but they're doing great.
Oh, that's I love the credit being thrown out there. I would have just been like, yeah, that would be totally fine if I get credit for helping grow this team. But as we talk about swimming here in Pella, I think that one thing that may help with that is the rec center with some of that. How do you kind of see the sport of swimming maybe not necessarily taking off, but just continuing to steadily grow here in Pella with maybe that addition of the rec center having the competition pool?
Yeah, so I'm definitely really excited about the rec center because right now our facilities at the Pella Pool, like, they're great. The aquatic staff are amazing, and I hope they'll carry on over to the new rec center. But to have an area where we can have meets in Pella and where we can practice harder for meets, because one of the issues is we don't have starting blocks there to dive into the water, and that's a big part of the race. So Coach Jenny with the Southeast Aquatics Club team has been great. I've talked to her about the new facilities, and I think to get more people excited about swimming in Pella and to make it more known, I think it'll really help grow the sport and just the town in general, because it'll bring more people here, and it'll be great.
I imagine it'll be great. And I gotta ask you one more question too. We talked about it a little bit, busy fall in general, but for you personally, it's been very busy here. You're managing the injury part of it, then you're also swimming, you're in the fall musical, and now you're getting ready for the Tulip Court, the Tulip Queen announcement party as well. How have you kind of managed that throughout this whole process? Has it just managed to keep everything straight in addition to your schoolwork?
Oh, it hasn't been easy. It's definitely, I did the musical and swim last year, and I was like, wow, I'm never going to do this again. And then I talked to Ben Pearson, and I talked to my coach. I was like, okay, I can't abandon either of these because they're so fun. So it's a lot of making schedules for myself, a lot of self-discipline. So usually what I do is I go to swim practice when I can in a week, and I'll look at my rehearsal schedule, and I'm like, okay, if I need to be there for rehearsal after school, then I'll go to the Pella Pool in the morning when all the older people are doing their aerobics, and I'll swim between them. And so it's definitely not easy to get out of bed at 5 a.m. to go swim in cold water, but I think just my passion for both things and how I remembering to be grateful for both, that I can do both of these in Pella and have so much fun, it definitely keeps me going to balance everything.
Very neat, Kinsey. Appreciate you taking us a little bit into swimming at Oskaloosa, and looking forward to seeing how things finish up for you in the season, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Yeah, thank you so much, Tyler. This has been so fun.
This was a lot of fun. Again, that was Kinsey Keenis, a senior at Pella Christian High School, a member of the Oskaloosa girls swim team, here on today's Nightly Radio Sports page.